someday my own son will say my day.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. If it's still Thursday morning, we welcome your call at 805-564-1290 or toll-free at 866-564-1290 or email me anytime at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce like in Springsteen and Sallon like in Springsteen, SALLAN.com. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. Today, we discuss the effects of social media on our kids and us. It's a much more complicated world than what our parents gave us, that's for sure. Think about it. Our parents did not really worry about media's influence on our childhood. As little of this technology was even on the drawing boards when we were growing up. Heck, the Beatles' long hair was the biggest scare. I remember those bangs on the Ed Sullivan Show were just scandalous to my parents. And my son now, older son, has hair that is longer than Joan Baez had during that era. So the influences on our kids are really all over the place. I actually believe, and I'll quote a favorite man of mine, another talk show host, Dennis Prager, that it is harder to raise kids today. There are that much more that can influence them, and a lot of institutions we used to trust might also influence them. So it is more paramount for us to take a very active role in parenting. Our guests today were Wayne Levine for the Men's Room segment, and he can be reached at bettermen.org. He's written a great book, by the way, which I highly recommend, and you can buy it from his site. It's called Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. Now, that is an acronym. NUTS stands for Non-Negotiable, Unalterable Terms. And I can tell you, having worked with Wayne, that having those terms in your life makes a difference. The terms you have around your marriage, the terms you have around your friends, and the terms you have around your kids will all help you live a better life. We were also blessed to have Pastor Drew Sams of the Calvary Church in Westlake Village, California, who joined us for our teen rap segment. And I am hoping that he'll have come back again as a regular. This was a new person in my life and someone that is highly inspirational to me. And finally, for our single parent dating segment, we had Rachel Sarah, who writes the wonderful blog, Single Mom Seeking. Well, I see we have an email. It's from Terry in Oxnard, and she asks, Bruce, so is the solution taking away their phones? Well, I think that's not a solution, Terry. As we discussed with Carol in the last segment, it is more important that we monitor what they do than try to completely restrict it. I think it's like you take things away from kids too much, then they want them too bad. So if you take away the social media, they'll find access to it elsewhere. How you control their access is what I would say is the answer to that question. The same applies to, by the way, all their screens. And I would just be urge you to monitor it. Moving right along, we will have future topics on the Bruce Allen Show that include the subjects of my weekly column, including parenting issues, gender issues, marital ups and downs, divorce, being a single mom or dad, men's issues, raising boys, and lots more. I don't write about raising girls because I didn't have any, though I do write and talk about what it's like when my sons began to date and have girlfriends, as my oldest one does now. I can't vicariously live through him, and he's made it very clear to butt out. But there are certain times that I can't allow that. Next week's subject will be how teens deal with their anger, their growing emotions in puberty, and I will relate the story of my own 16-year-old and how he's learned to channel some of his rampant energy through his love of rock and roll. There's a great postscript to this story which fits in the Star is Born category, but you'll have to wait to hear about it next week. My Dad's Point of View column, as a reminder, is published each Tuesday in the Santa Barbara News Press right there on page 2 of the first section. You can find it when you see my handsome mug above the column. It's also available all over the world, in about 8 or 9 different countries. Just Google A Dad's Point of View or Google my name. Questions of any nature are encouraged for each show, and you can write or call. Email me, again, at bruce@brucesallon.com. That's Bruce like in Springsteen and Sallon like in Springsteen.com. Thanks again for joining us for our inaugural live show. I can actually say that, inaugural live show. And please remember my motto, be the best mom or dad you can be. Goodbye for now.
throw the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't.